Good afternoon. That unseasonably strong trough of low pressure producing cloud showers and cool temperatures for the better part of the week will once again influence our weather today. The result will be mostly cloudy skies again today with a few passing showers from time to time, especially across the higher terrain. Otherwise, more bright spots around, especially in the valley locations, and overall temperatures will be a touch milder than the last couple of days, with most locations going into the middle and upper 60s, a few spots touching the 70-degree mark. As we get into the night tonight, we'll continue with mostly cloudy skies and still the risk of a shower as lows drop back toward 50 degrees once again. Finally, this pattern will begin to change as we head toward the latter portion of the week. High pressure will build in both at the surface and aloft for the day tomorrow, and this means more in the way of sunshine, although clouds will mix in, temperatures will top out in the middle 70s. On Friday, even more in the way of sunshine, and this will allow readings to reach into the upper 70s to round out the work week. At this point, our focus will be on a front that will be stalled out along the Mason-Dixon line. A wave of low pressure traveling along this front from the southern part of the Great Lakes toward the mid-Atlantic coast will be responsible for producing a round of showers and thunderstorms. Just how far north this wave of low pressure comes will determine our weather for the day on Saturday. Right now, it looks like the best chance of wet weather will be in the mid and lower Hudson Valley, southern Catskills, and southern New England, while points north of I-90 will have more in the way of sunshine. Any waiver from south to north with this low pressure center ultimately will determine our weather for Saturday, but it does look like most everyone will make it up into the middle 70s. Either way, it looks like this system will clear the region for Sunday, leaving us with mostly sunny skies for the second half of the weekend, and high temperatures will remain in the 70s. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, the Storm Prediction Center in Norman, Oklahoma, has outlined an area of a slight risk of severe thunderstorms from the central High Plains to the upper Mississippi Valley and over parts of central Wyoming. Weakening early morning convection will provide the footprint for afternoon thunderstorm development as very strong instability develops again today. Despite this instability, wind shear values will be modest, and this should limit the overall coverage of severe storms. Still, a cluster of severe storms is expected, perhaps multicellular with a tendency for mergers, and large hail and damaging winds, the most likely scenario. Meanwhile, northeasterly surface winds into the front range and steep cool air aloft will yield scattered storms by afternoon from southeast Wyoming into northeastern Colorado, with a further expansion in aerial coverage into Nebraska and Kansas. Hail will be possible with the initial and western storms, with weak flow aloft supporting outflow-dominated storms into Kansas during the evening. And dew points into the 50s are likely into central Wyoming with southeasterly surface winds. Daytime highs will lead to an uncapped air mass leading to a few supercells with large hail. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states temperature extremes ran from a high of 114 degrees at Death Valley, California, to a low of 30 at Sisters, Oregon. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City partly sunny, near 70, Boston increasing sunshine in the lower 60s, and in Buffalo partly sunny with highs in the mid-60s. The average high temperature in Albany today, 75 degrees, the average low, 54. The record high, 94, set in 1925, and the record low, 38, in 1971. Sunrise this morning was at 5:18 a.m., sunset this evening, 8:30 p.m., 15 hours and 12 minutes of daylight, no change from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, as well as for the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Mostly cloudy and cool today with a few scattered showers, highs in the mid-60s. Mostly cloudy tonight, lows in the upper 40s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, partly sunny today with a passing shower and highs around 70. Mostly cloudy tonight with lows in the lower 50s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, mostly cloudy and cool today with a few scattered showers and highs in the mid-60s. Mostly cloudy tonight with lows in the upper 40s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and Southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills. Partly sunny today with a few passing showers and highs in the upper 60s. Mostly cloudy tonight, lows in the lower 50s. For the Greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont, and the Berkshires north of I-90. Partly sunny today with a few passing showers and highs in the upper 60s. Mostly cloudy tonight with lows in the lower 50s. Region-wide for tomorrow, a mix of sun and clouds, breezy and milder in the lower to mid-70s. A mix of sun and clouds, upper 70s Friday. Partly sunny with a chance of showers and storms, especially south of I-90 Saturday afternoon, middle and upper 70s. Mostly sunny, mid-70s on Sunday. And a mix of sun and clouds Monday and Tuesday, with high temperatures in the middle and upper 70s. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.